Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I'm conservative. Tribal war cry. So? Tribal war cry. Yeah, I'm Republican. So? Tribal war cry. Steve Harvey, he visited the tower. Ain't say nothing, no. Nope. Jesus visited the tower. Kanye said nothing. I'm a warrior, not from Golden State, no Kevin Durant. I'm not a cupcake. I ain't Muslim, but I stand with them, cause they under attack, cause of brown skin. You attack Muslims, refuse to be quiet, unlike Farrakhan. I won't stay silent, N-O-I silent nation. Christians won't speak against Trump's ban. Now that's real deep. Attack overseas and diss refugees. And in the U.S., you disrespect me. Diss Trump on the air. I marched in the street. I walked like a man. CIA watching. Trump talking reckless. 100 days in. Most of you rappers, what y'all saying? Your gang bang rhymes, but you hesitant to say your drive-by on a president. Segregate my land. Wanna build a wall? I'll join Mexican. C4 make it fall. Attack my brown brothers. An act of war. Grab the clips. Molotovs in the car. Straight to Trump Towers. Building shaking. The black juggalo. Without the makeup. Land of the free, home of the brave. Attack my people, put you in a grave. Modern Nat Turner, birth of a nation. Shaka Zulu mind, it's what you're facing. Tribal war cry, tribal war cry. Putata, putata. Putata, putata. Putata, putata. And it shouldn't black. It's sad to see more whites than blacks out there protest. You see, you can fire the FBI.
True.
But Trump can't fire me.
Me? No.
God hired me.
True.
Yahweh.
Allah.
Allah. The creator. I wear that armor.
Proud.
No fear. BMA all day,
night.
Emax the image. Rider music.
Gangster.
Underground.
Durant Sean.
And welcome back once again to none other than Al Porter, Man in the Street. That's chapter 7. Verse 45 already, and that M period, A period, N period is an abbreviation acronym for Music Activism and News on Lake City Radio on Blog Talk. We appreciate you if you're listening there, but you can feel free to call 646-478-0944. Say what's on your mind. If you have any music, anything you'd like to send, you can send it to emaxxradio@gmail.com. Let me give you three quick disclaimers before I go to the phone lines that I'm looking at so far with the 216. I believe it's a 468 and a 216-471. I just want to say, if you hold on, I'll give you your disclaimers. Then we'll get to everything. It's disclaimer number one. You get info on this show, so I have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, any and all info that you hear. And definitely you can use your smartphone to take down information as well. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Lake City or Blog Talk. Call and blame Boogie Me. Direct at 646-478-0944. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, stay silent and go back on hold. Change your mind, call back, press one. I'll start off the program with a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday. Music and entertainment. I'll start off videos consistently. Black Odyssey, they're pushing weight. Number 9, you can Facebook, Black Youngster, BLAC, YOUNGSTA. Don't ask. At the Grog Shop. And that will be Sunday, November the 18th. Also, Friday. Ooh, this is nice. You could definitely Facebook at number 8. Eric Wilson and M. Stacks and Pusha T at House of Blues. I believe that's on Facebook, just like that, Eric Wilson and M. Stacks. And that will be November the 19th at the House of Blues. Number 7, WUCP, and that's the debut for this one also. WUCP presents the first anniversary. That's on Facebook, just like that. Saturday, November 17th, noon to 3 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at UCP of Greater Cleveland. Black-owned, Black Crown Incorporated, Dontez Taylor, Black Women of Excellence, Future Kids. It's $5 or a perishable food item at 10011 Euclid Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44106. And that's getting together for the WUCP podcast. Now, number 6, you can Facebook, College Dropout Showcase featuring Aaron Malik, who really shined at the hip-hop workshop as well as a Black House Sounds open mic in the past. Aaron Malik, that's Friday, November 16th at the Odeum, 7 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time to 11 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Debut for that one as well. Number 5, Facebook, and this is a debut, Facebook for Fist, POS, Times, ASTRONAUTALIS, Astronautalius. And that's /Vivitron/Angel Davenport. And that's Wednesday at 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time to midnight at the Beachland Ballroom and Tavern. And number 3, Big Jump, Black House Sounds open mic. More on that just a little while. Number 2 debuting, the Holiday Party. More on that. And number 1, Premier the Facebook, you can definitely Leadership Conference. More on that in a little while. I see a lot of phone callers on the line, so before I do anything else, I will be going there to at least see what's on everybody's mind. But first of all, I definitely need to put out there and just say that Mr. Ronnie B. the Unforgiven, he lost his 94-year-old grandfather over the weekend. So I did say I would remember that one. I also want to take the time to add to it. If I didn't, I'd be in trouble. And just say that, you know, Stanley, a.k.a. Stanley Martin Lieber, December 28th, 1922 to November 12th, 2018, American comic book writer, editor, publisher. He was editor-in-chief for Marvel Comics, became publisher and chairman, later expanded it from a small publishing house to a large multimedia corporation, collaborated with artist Jack King, Kirby, and Steve Ditko, and co-created Spider-Man, Hulk, Doctor Strange, Fantastic Four, Black Panther, X-Men, and with co-writer Larry Lieber on top of that, he was able to also add in a few others like the Ant-Man, Iron Man, and Thor, and then he did a more complex approach to writing superhero stories in the 1960s and challenged the Comics Code Authority, making them update with their standards. Up until his 90s, though, he was guest starring in Marvel productions and had recently battled pneumonia the past year. Also, I have to say, Doris Pearson, a.k.a. Queen Dot, worked with Squeaky D, a.k.a. Squeaky D Records. It ended up having a little bit of a long time stay, finally settling in off of about 124th St. Clair. And I remember buying the Rodney on Joe Cooley music, E-Field for Zagan, the NWA from her because Queen Doris, a.k.a. Dot, she passed in her apartment the past Saturday afternoon. She was the softer, gentler side to rest in peace, rest in heaven. Squeaky D was sometimes just loud. Now, raw, uncensored. But Dot did the in-stores, promoted artists when they came from out of town, promoted the Suaves, the MC Brains, Bone. A few years ago, I remember her helping Suave sell GMS merchandise at a John P. concert, the Agora, where D and I went to that particular program. Now, wait, Queen Dot loved Walk Like a Man, Talk Like a Man, was a special guest and supporter of Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop, Friends Fellowship, Bible Church, Black History Month performance. She performed at Restore Cleveland Hope. She not only performed, but she stayed to support Black House Sounds and other acts Doris Pearson, definitely. Poet, actress. And when you met her, instead of her telling you what she did in the past, which sometimes I believe, even for me, what the hell does it matter what I do in the past when I meet that young person? Because they sure going to tell you, I don't care what you did back then. It's all about now. And then what do you say? Did you get your feelings hurt? No, she didn't talk about what she did in the past. Why? Because she kept doing new things and helped people keep learning. She supported Queen Dolores Gray, who called Queen Dot a fairy godmother. They were joined at the hip. Came the next wave, I believe, CEO group with Dolores Gray, Betty Mahone, and East Cleveland Library was at the East Cleveland Showtime at the Apollo Festivals, driving the Dolores Gray chariot, parade routes, brought food to the Voice of Radio Tuesday show alongside Gray and gave something, items, even to myself, Mama Porter, and always different things that she met people and always asked about Danielle. So I just want to say Queen Dot was a real example of doing, not talking. Off my step ladder, definitely off of that. So this is what we're going to do. I'm going to go to the first one, 216-4. I believe it's a 6-8. But how you doing out there?
Black House House Song. How's it going tonight, Mr. Porter?
Hey, it's going a lot easier, so I'm very thankful for that. Oh, yeah, I forgot to wish everybody Happy Veterans Day. But everything is going well. How's everything going for you?
Well, when it comes to the veterans, so happy that they did what they did for this country. But you also know I feel another way about if we had a real choice and what we want to do from birth to death, it would be a different story. A lot of us wouldn't have been in that. But congratulations to him anyway. Now, if somebody look at that negative from what I said, then I guess the way I rap and the way I think is off. But other than that, I was calling through to talk about our open mic on the 7th.
Okay.
People, come on out. Is going well into a way I feel that the unity is there. When people show up, they understand that it's not going to be no drama. They also understand that you can just get up there and do your thing. So when you can go in a place and you're a real artist, and you feel involved, it's a great place to go. So come on out to our open mic. Other than that, this supporting show, shout out to Black Odyssey and everybody that's tuning in. Shout out to you. Check out the new song, Joseph Motley. Well, no, Joseph P. Motley, Jr., you will have to go to now. It's a new song that's up. It's really hot. I want to thank Mr. Powers. We also have a show coming up this Saturday. You will hear a lot about that. Other people will announce it, as in the sheriff or Mr. Powers or whoever else calling in as fans that support that event. Other than that, I am so proud of everyone that's trying to do something, because it reflects on the ones that's not doing anything for them to have hope that they can do everything. So everybody have a great day. Carl Powers the Third, that's the man. And y'all need to check out that track one more time. Joseph P. Motley Jr. Hit the subscribe button. God bless you all. The founder, Blackout Sound. Peace.
Peace. And I can appreciate that, because, man, got to talk about the fact that, you know, you had the definitely Joseph Motley Jr. period on Facebook. You could Facebook Sheriff Kilroy if you choose. Melanated Media News is on Facebook and YouTube. because y'all will probably say I don't give enough information, I will let people know that on top of that, the Black on Black Crime Incorporated meeting is Wednesdays at 7:15 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at 15415 Kipling Avenue off of Ivanhoe with a 44110 area code between East 152nd and St. Clair intersection and Euclid Avenue. For those who are, we'll say, automobile challenge, you can take the number 1 or the number 37 to the St. Clair East 152nd intersection, or you can take the number 28 bus to Euclid and come on down, like the Price is Right would say. And since I was asked on this one, it's the Holly. Well, if you go on Facebook, it would be HOLLY, the Holiday Party, which is Saturday, November 17th, noon to 6 p.m. at Mitchell's. Now, let me tell you something. The admission is free. So from 12 to 4 p.m., when you have people like Lynn Tolliver, just the two of us, doing their live show, or Sandy Scott, The Experience, you can come on through to Mitchell's, which is located at 24900 Euclid Avenue, Euclid, Ohio, 44117. Definitely. For more information, there's a 216-732-7177. But please, since the admission is free, open mic come through from 12 to 4, and then sometime from the 4 to 6 p.m. hour, how about Mike Calhoun from the Legendary Dazz Band? Wait, it gets better. Suave Gotti, Eric Wilson from Flow Masters. Wait, gets even better. Poison Ivy, hold up, Black House Sound, commissioning through a few songs. So they were asking for the hits, and I'm like, okay. So with that being said, singers, poets, musicians, all are welcome. And one of the sponsors, believe it or not, is still Beverly Goldstein. They'll be giving away 25 turkeys. Get your raffle ticket at the door, as well as, since the music is being performed by Dark Side Entertainment's T-Rex, they'll also be giving away tickets to the Turkey Jam, which is going to at least feature MC Chill, Doc T, and the Legendary Dazz Band. So those are some of the things that's coming up. Before I go to all the phone callers online, I want to say thank you. Before you accuse me of not even telling you what's happening, I think maybe I will just say, look, since I don't give enough information, some of y'all say, and I can at least take it with a grain of salt, you can look at the Facebook Defending Dissent Patriot Award, which coming up this coming Saturday, noon to 2:30 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at the North Presbyterian Church, 4515 Superior Avenue, where, oh, this will be very, very interesting. One of the, I will say, top people who at least had some success with what was going through, Crystal Jones, will be speaking. And after I go through the next phone caller, I'll tell you a little bit about Crystal Jones, but she'll be honored. And definitely, you'll have Al Porter, Man in the Street, speaking on arbitration alongside people from Black Lives Matter, the ACLU, and quite a few others who'll be there. So what I'll do is I'll take the next phone call and say thank you very much for calling in. Let's see what's on the mind of this 216-471 phone number. Once again, I'm going to go through and just see what is happening with 216-471. How are you?
Brother Porter, how's it going?
I'm
getting
alive.
Excited
I'm
about the contest.
Well.
Hey, listen, Al, between now and December 15th, somebody's going to write a one-minute speech, a one-minute rap, or a one-minute poem. And on December 21st, just in time for Christmas, they'll receive a check for $500. So, you know, we're getting pretty excited. Black Lives Matter in Cuyahoga County, we believe in the power of the spoken word. We believe in the First Amendment. And we believe that there are people here in Cuyahoga County and in Cleveland that have more power than they know. And we want to encourage those individuals. You know, they speak, they do rap, they do poetry. They know how to get a message out there to a group that we need to get a message to. We have plenty of messages, but we need someone who will excel in the area of getting that message out to the youth, to black teenagers. And I'm coming on the show tomorrow, and I'll tell you right now, my attention over the last 6 months has shifted to black teenagers. You know, I'm going back to the days when I was a teenager, people I played football with, next thing you know, they're in jail selling drugs. I look at the perception that we have of black teenagers. They can't catch a break at all. And, you know, your teenage years, you know, those are those years that you're going to make mistakes, and we crucify them. And it's getting to the point where when you look at what's going on in our criminal justice system, people of our generation, it's time for us to step in and say something about this. This is not cool. It's easy to keep saying how bad these black kids are. But you know what? The things that they do don't compare to the crimes that are committed by our criminal justice system every day. It's time for black people to start. Stop criticizing black teenagers so much and start criticizing the criminal justice system. We need to do it loudly, and we need to do it in a way where it's clear that there'll be repercussions. So, look, I'm going to stop before I get too pumped up because, really, I just want to talk about the contest. But, you know, the contest is to promote a website, and what I'm talking about right now and what I'll be talking about tomorrow, those are the same things that you'll hear on the Black Lives Matter in Cuyahoga County podcast. So, you know, I'm looking forward to everything, Al. I thank you.
I got you. No problem.
Bless your family.
No problem. I'm looking at that. Hey, I appreciate it. And you're definitely talking about that www.communityinnovationsllc.wordpress.com?
Yes, sir.
All
thank
right,
you very
now.
Much.
We're going to follow it. Thank you. Enjoy the rest of this program. We appreciate it. And definitely may you be blessed as well, because we accept blessings on this show. Before I go and check out, like, wow, okay, the 2-5. Okay, I have to get here to that one, that particular 216 to 255 and the 216-820. I'm very thankful. We got a few things out of the way, but because we have a few other things I should get into because I didn't, and that's part on me as well. So what I would like to do is just say that what is coming up, if you're looking at Crystal Jones, the first November Patriot, Cleveland's first female heavy equipment operator, demanded free speech and got it. I mean, she's the first female licensed heavy equipment operator ever employed by the city of Cleveland, operating various types of heavy machinery, has been in that position for over 17 years. Now, you're probably saying, okay, what does that have to do with the Facebook event of defending the Cent Patriot Award, which is happening Saturday, noon to 2:30 p.m. at the North Presbyterian Church, 4515 Superior Avenue? Well, the thing about it is, let's just say she was a tenured heavy equipment operator, and she witnessed many environmental concerns which have provided the opportunity to advocate for better regulations and quality of life for everyone. And what she did was she had a lawsuit against the city. It was chronicled, the city of Cleveland, for disreputable working conditions along with the oppressive internal policies circulated by the city. The lawsuit alleged that for years those policies suppressed her as well as her co-workers' First Amendment rights to free speech. And Crystal said, it was fear that held me captive to its overwhelming energy, but it is wisdom from the Creator that freed me from captivity. And basically speaking, after enduring it for nearly 20 years, she went on and spent many of her years after that, got things together, won a lawsuit. And that was a very important thing in itself. And I'm going to at least go to the next phone caller, because they'll probably be telling me something like, you know something, the hell with the free speech and the hell with this, that, and other. People need to just shut up and follow rules. So I'm going to go to this 216-255 and see what's happening with them. You're on live. What's happening?
Boy, you're funny. The hell with free speech. Oh, my.
Yeah, the hell with it.
Speaking out, Al. Come on now.
Okay.
I know you're just kidding.
Okay,
you got to keep speaking out.
Yes, I am.
Because otherwise, how are we going to sleep at night, I guess? But I'm so glad that you announced this. And then thank you for announcing it last night as well on Art McCoy's radio show. And I hope Art is healing up. I know you're on the show with him last night. And what a travesty that is. My God, that poor man, he's been through so much. So how is Mr. McCoy doing, do you think?
You know something? at first he couldn't even come into the radio show. So for him to be able to do that and certain other things, it just let me know that thankfully he's healing up extremely well, and I thank you for that. And also, I want to know a couple of things. I want to know more about this program that's happening on Saturday, because if I'm not mistaken, the past Friday, Al Porter, Man in the Street, was at, if anybody wants to Facebook, Cleveland Protest, but I believe we were at the City Hall to call attention to the recent deaths of six inmates in the county jail. And if I'm not mistaken, it was Fathers Lives Matter, yourself, Greater Cleveland Immigrant Support Network, Black Lives Matter, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, BMA, so Refuse Fascism. And I want to say a thank you to Jimmy Cronenberger of Columbus, because even though the Columbus contingent could make it out past the bad weather, we had a lot of people come through speaking on everything from D.C. to local police brutality, Trump, everything, in the middle of all things, man. Guns blazing. A lot of those were out there. It was the Veterans Day Parade, tanks and everything else. And I'm saying to myself, God help me, because take it away, Don. I'm done.
Al, my God, whoever planned that on Monday, what day was that? Friday.
Yes.
We were out there in front of the City Hall, and it was raining cold and that. The veterans and everybody were all out there, and the police from all over every city surrounding Cleveland were going right by our protest, and they had to notice us. And one guy came and told us to try to shut up, I think he said. You know, I told him, I saw him talking to you. But we had good exposure, and we had an important issue because, as you said, people dying in the jail under county supervision is – this is a gross violation of human rights, and how, you know, this needs to be on the front burner. I don't know how this is getting past our county and our city officials. Where is Mayor Jackson on this? So I think we should do another protest and continue that, because man, oh man, like, you know, whoever gets stuck in that jail is subject to, you know, health issues, possibly losing their life, and we need to keep up a strong vigilance against that, because what the hell? I just can't believe it. I want to invite you all to Saturday. We're going to be awarding Crystal Jones, as Alfred said just now, and she was a whistleblower, and what a strong woman she was to withstand all that, and not just, oh, I'm just going to go get another job. No, she stayed with it. And she fought and she won, but we still have more work to do. The place has not been cleaned up yet. Others may have to withstand the same treatment that she withstood, and maybe they'll just say, oh, I'll walk away and I'll quit. No, but we got to keep on fighting, and she will be awarded, and I applaud the Defending Dissent Group, because they have awarded Genevieve Mitchell a few years back. And this is a group that awards whistleblowers. And whistleblowers are under scrutiny by the government and always try to put under the rug and silenced by the officials in charge. I mean, typically, I mean, how many times, you know, always whistleblowers are always trying to hush and shut up and, you know, and that's it, and dismissed or fired. But if they keep fighting, this is what we need to be awarding. So that's what we're doing Saturday. And plus, there'll be a panel discussing the police arbitration issues, where police continually get their jobs back after abusing and shooting and killing unarmed people, usually African Americans, in our city and Euclid and nearby cities. So there will be a panel on that, and Al Porter and Kareem Nafi of Black Lives Matter. And ACLU is invited, and they're considering to bring a person out for the panel. So, because we got to get to the bottom of this, how can a police officer get fired and then get his job back and get back pay? So we got to put it in.
Back pay, yes.
So there's so many things that we all got to stand together and fight for. So that's, and then we're going to be at noon at North Church, which is 4515 Superior Avenue. It's North Presbyterian Church, at noon till 2. 4515 Superior Avenue this coming Saturday at noon. Thank you. That's all
Thank
I know, Al.
Thank you so much. Hey, I appreciate it. Feel free to hold a line, and we appreciate you, brother.
Thank you.
And as we go, no problem. And as we go to do what we need to do, before I go to that 216-820, this is the time when I better take this opportunity because people will tell me what I didn't do and what I didn't let them know. So we're going to say this. Starting tomorrow, that's going to be very interesting. 9 a.m. Facebook, Justice for Katie and All Kids. That's simple and to the point. That's November 13, 2018, 9 a.m. at the Juvenile Justice Center, 9300 Quincy, hosted by Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Fathers Lives Matter. If you had a child bullied and the school ain't help, or in the case of Katie, 16-year-old girl bullied, beat down on film, even put out there on social media, ended up suffering through depression, suicide attempts, Judge Michael Ryan said, he said in court, no matter if you get Black on Black Crime Incorporated or anyone else, it won't help because he's not going to listen. Now, I want you to think about this one. Arguing with the mother of a child and Judy Martin, who if anybody knows Judy Martin from Survivors, Victims of Tragedy, she's one of the most soft-spoken people in the world. So Judge Michael Ryan, I apologize a little bit, he had less compassion than the magistrate on the case that took the case over while Michael Ryan couldn't be there, I guess getting his Uncle Tom's shoes or something. Now wait, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Survivors, Victims of Tragedy, had gotten Channel 19 involved, which was a blessing. Now wait a minute, last Monday, the rally on the 6 deaths of inmates at the county jail, Fathers Lives Matter to meet Katie's family, Jones, Joe, Fathers Lives Matter, and Katie, they were seen on Channel 5 News, General Joe Pakanakis, Newsnet 5, dealing with Katie's case and tomorrow's rally. Yep, if activism is done right, it means people get down dirty. Some might end up taking off work to make sure you follow what a judge is doing or escorting a youth to trial or doing other things and getting help on unifying. Getting off this 6-foot step ladder, while I do that, I do want to at least take the time and go just a little bit in the future and let people know if you choose to. Feel free to call Mayor Frank Jackson and encourage him nicely to put an RTA rider on the Board of Trustees. I like that post that went out. They even gave it a number of 216-465-6161. Feel free to let them know where you got the number from. And also, I want to take the time to let people know that, oh, wow, this coming Thursday at 6:30 p.m., Ace Check Cashing on East 116th of Buckeye. This Thursday, 6:30 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time, since they took advantage of Dontez Taylor, who's a blind member, activist, community, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Black Man's Army, and several others. We definitely got to go down there and see these people, definitely. So I'm going to go to the 216-20 phone number, who's probably going to tell me, you know something? I don't care about no free speech that much. I'm not even for no justice for no children. 216-820, what is on your mind?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. First off, I'm going to pretend you didn't call that judge a punk ass just a few moments ago. You know, then secondly, yeah. You know, this is Mr. Powers, CEO of Black House South. Want to let everybody know that if you heard from Joseph Motley Jr. earlier, the founder, you know to go to that page, Joseph, and check out the new song that is up there on YouTube, as well as the other latest videos and music as well. Also, this past Friday was a great open mic. You know what I'm saying? We had a lot of great food and a lot of fun, you know? But on the 7th of December, that's coming up. Woo-wee! That is a must-see. So come on out there, 17325 Euclid Avenue, Chandler Park Building, second floor suite, 2190, from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Come on out and have fun with Black House Out as well as BWE Entertainment. Also, this coming Saturday, Voice It Radio presents
the Holiday Party. That will be Saturday, November 17th, 2018, from noon to 6 p.m. Where at? I'll tell you where. At Mitchell's.
Okay.
Because the admission is free. The address is 24900 Euclid Avenue, Euclid, Ohio, 44117. You know, for any information, the phone number is 216-732-7177. There will be performances by Poison Ivy, Eric Wilson, Black House Sound, of course, James Tate,
okay,
Sandy Scott, Suave Gotti, Sugar Booger, and many, many more. You know what I'm saying? There will be open mic performances from noon to four with the singers, poets, musicians. They are welcome. You know what I'm saying? So come on out this Saturday at Mitchell's and get you a free turkey, because they are giving away turkeys. 25 of them are being given away. So guess what? Get your free raffle ticket at the door and get you a free turkey.
Man, it's on and popping. Thank you so much for that announcement.
Come on out and enjoy the festivities. Because at the end of the day, Black House Sounds make real Cleveland music. And shouts out to the founder, Joe Legacy, Hurricane Bang, and all the members that are down and affiliated with Black House Sound. One love, I'm out. My phone is about to die on me. Peace.
Peace. You know something, and before I get to some of, wow, we have somebody call back, I believe, at 216-471. We'll get to that one, and got to go to the 216-209 first. But before I do, I just want to let people know that, hey, that was excellent. It was a party at the last Black House Sounds open mic for the Cook, Kim, as well as Carmen Classy Lee. Both of them performed. You had some of the greatest hits done for Mr. Powers, as well as Black House Sound. Track from them by request. Mr. Motley and Sheriff Kilroy freestyles. You had Brother Charles Bibbs Sr. and the Carnegie Roundtable. Black Women of Excellence. And, wow, pizza, salad, cake, drink. We was good. But for those who might want to go on YouTube and just check it out, if you punch in Red, Blue, Black Wave, Sheriff Kilroy, Joe L., you'll see a live Black House Sound performance that you might not expect. And before I go to the phone line to the 216-209, I don't need much of a 12-foot step ladder for this one because, hey, do you know that as a presidential candidate in August 2015, Donald Trump huddled with a longtime friend, media executive. Well, I guess if you're in trouble with doing anything that might be, who knows, you would have an executive by the name of David Pecker in, you know, 26th floor of the Trump Tower office and made a request. What can you do to help my campaign? And Mr. Pecker, chief executive of American Media Incorporated, which we've talked about a few times, offered to use his National Enquirer tabloid to buy the silence of women if they tried to publicize alleged sexual encounters with Mr. Trump. Less than a year later, Mr. Trump asked Mr. Pecker to quash the story of a former Playboy model who said they'd had an affair. So Mr. Pecker's company soon paid $150,000 to the model, Karen McDougal, to keep her from speaking publicly about Mr. Trump. And then he later thanked Mr. Pecker for the assistance. The Trump Tower meeting and its aftermath are definitely several previously unreported instances in which Mr. Trump intervened directly to suppress stories about his alleged sexual encounters with women, according with interviews on not one, not two, not three, but three dozen people who had direct knowledge of the events. Now, this is being very interesting because if you take it to, you know, with the accounts, it does refute a two-year pattern of denials by Mr. Trump and his legal team. It just does. So all we need now is to go along with that. I guess I shouldn't say that that's probably why, you know, let's just say there's some trouble with it. That's all. This trouble on the horizon. Truth came out like you would expect, and it's going to be very interesting to see how this messy thing is handled. As a matter of fact, you know, Michael Cohen and others participated in helping to keep porn star Stormy Daniels paid, and it's apparent that Trump knew about it. Oh, by the way, who would have thought of the leadership conference, which I'll talk about in a little while, that would have been the big story of the Wall Street Journal. I'm going to go to 216-209, who's going to probably tell me that I shouldn't have said the word pecker on the radio. 216-209, how are you?
I'm great, Brother Al. This is John from Black Odyssey. And I want to start off by saying happy Veterans Day to all the veterans that's out here, the ones I even work mm-hmm. with in business as well. A big thank you and a big shout out to you, and God bless you, and hope that you continue to keep breathing and walking the good fight. I want to don't want to waste too much of everybody's time because time is valuable. So I want to shout out to an artist that I'm working with for the first time. His name is Fresh West. Very nice artist. We met on a Humble. You can look for him on Instagram at Fresh West. Spelled just how it's spelled.
Yeah.
Fresh, F-R-E-S-H, West. So go look out for him. He's a hot artist. And I want to shout out to Taywall, Max Fit. Right now they're being looked at by a couple of different labels, Rock Nation being the number one. I want to send another special shout out to Honesty Blaze because every week he's working hard. And another one more special shout out to Key Cash because she still got things going. And I can't forget my main man, Goldie. I think I already mentioned him, but I'm just doing it for good honorable mention. And it's a wonderful thing to see people come together and really work hard for their craft, their art, taking it serious. Shout out to Black House Sounds because Mitchell's is a great spot. Been there numerous times. You guys are continuously doing phenomenal things. So I'm going to always tell people about y'all because y'all do positive things in the community. And I'm going to just go even further to say that I don't see y'all in action. I may not have approached him. I may have stood out afar because the situation was abroad from us. But I don't see them guys in action. I don't see them around in the neighborhood. And, you know, just know that it's always somebody watching, especially when you're doing good. So keep up the good work. Mm. Keep fighting the good fight. And you too, Brother Al. I see you on TV fighting the good fight for us. I've been out here hitting the ground running, you know, shooting videos, but I do keep my eye open and I run into a lot of people that's doing great out here, you know, and not enough great stuff get reported. So I'm going to big y'all up as much as I can because, you know, I know you guys will do the same for me and you know, you
yes,
love
sir.
Our people. So, and with that being said, I love y'all back for the fight and the things that y'all do. And one more special shout out, you know, to my partner crime, Lethal, Black Odyssey.
Right.
Oh, my goodness. It's a lot of things that go on behind the scenes that nobody knows. But I'm going to tell you like this, and this is from the bottom of my heart. If you work hard, believe in God, you will push through. Positive things will happen. Just keep positive thoughts, and you will get positive results. I'm John from Black Odyssey, and just in case you want to look up our music, you can go to YouTube and put in BLAQODESSY. Look for us on SoundCloud, Instagram, Twitter, Get Right Music, and ThatPiff.com. Black Odyssey.
Appreciate that, and may you definitely have an excellent remainder of this evening.
I sure will.
No problem. You know, Sub, it's making it real easy. I thought about playing Kingpin, but I have to play the other track. Before I do play something from Black Odyssey, I just want to go back and say, interesting. It was a long day. You know, earlier that morning before I heard of from somebody directly the tragedy with Doris Pearson, a.k.a. Queen Dot. I had the fortunate ability to be at this leadership conference, and I remember when Jeff Schlecky, a.k.a. I Hate Trash, the litter bugs, had come to a workshop a few months ago in front of everybody and said, hey, Al Porter, I really want you to speak at this leadership conference. And that's it. And it was like, okay. Well, last Saturday from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, it did happen where the litter bugs sponsored it. They had a free breakfast and lunch, and you had about 70-something people meeting there. Like I say, Brother Jeff, he spoke as executive director. You had Dave Ziggy and Jeff Wall, who did excellent guitar work. DJ New Air did a dance party. Now, the host of the event was Najada Davis. That brother was an excellent, excellent person as host of the whole event. The roundtable had Al Porter engaging urban communities. Basically speaking, that was what my thing was. Cleaning up the community, picking up trash and all that, how to engage the urban communities on that. Suave, he had a table where, speaking on making it popular to not litter, April the 20th will be the day that people get out there, clean up Cuyahoga County. The tagline of the event, I had to think about that one. Alfred's a passionate activist and inspiring artist in Cleveland's hip-hop community and the founder of the hip-hop workshop at Cleveland State University and takes pride in supporting young, ambitious individuals. That's it. And you know something? I'm just thankful that I'm still not only hungry, but I'm hungry to see other artists succeed as well. That's my main passion right there. I feel like, sheesh, if you're not trying to help other folks get out there as well, what the hell are you doing? Just taking up some oxygen. Keep praying with Black Odyssey. Be right back.
Yeah. With every eye closed, head bowed.
New day, new rhyme to say. To my little niggas on the block, hoping crime pay. To my niggas in them cells, waiting to pray. Trying to find way to pop the gate. Straight out my broken home, full of hate. To all the young ladies having babies on their own, please never say I can't. I know it's hard, you lost a good job, but never turn your back on God, keep the faith. I know it's pain, so I'ma start my days with the All Father. Baby girl looked at me and said, why, look. Ain't no love in this city, plus they got us working for pennies. They wonder why these little niggas ain't afraid about dying. America's bullshit, I'm not buying. So for the food, I'm with the two screaming, gimme. Now to the law, I'm just another dumb one. But through the storm, there's a brighter day come. There's a brighter day come. The plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. So keep praying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying.
Say I'm too serious, I don't have enough fun. I'm from the place where these kids carry the guns. Take it to school, show it off. Little dude got it to keep the bullies off. Making life decisions at a young age. These judges want all black men in a cage. Dear God, help us with the strife. Niggas locked up wishing they could reverse life. Situation is trite. You hear grown men getting raped at night. This is the life little nigga aiming for. Started out 13, kicking the door. Traded hoop dreams for hood dreams on a daily basis. Lil' Chris, 19, facing two murder cases. With a baby on the way, waiting with the judge. Gonna say, hey, let us pray for the young and wild, cause all they know is what's found.
A moment of silence. Yeah,
said the plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. So keep praying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna
keep saying, yeah, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah, and we praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, yeah, keep praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, yeah, keep praying, yeah, we gonna keep praying, yeah, keep praying, we gonna keep praying, yeah, no matter what, love you, keep praying, yeah, no matter what.
All right, before we play one of the newer tracks that was downloaded, and Emac said it was one of his favorite house sound tracks. I don't know how to take that because I wasn't on the song, so I'm like, hey, man, I'm salty. But anyway, I want to let people know that you can Facebook Black on Black Crime Incorporated, or you can go to the web of blackonblackcleveland.com. You can also Facebook or blog talk the Gambit Radio. You can also check out that OPN radio on weupradio.com Mondays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, or you can Facebook Alfred Porter Jr. Period, or profile picture of a sheriff's hat, or Facebook I'm a Superwoman Radio. And also that WHK 1220 AM, The Word Tony Fruit Show, which is Saturdays 2 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, or you can Facebook Black House Sounds Open Mic. You can also Facebook Friends Fellowship Bible Church and the Fred Barkley Live Group, which has so many interesting things on it. You know, in about 2 minutes or less, this coming Wednesday, 7 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Well, yep, this coming Wednesday, 7:15 p.m., Al Porter, 3 years anniversary of being president of Black on Black Crime Incorporated, will speak on past, present, future. 15 Kipling Avenue off of Ivanhoe, 44110. You know, nobody told me about the price of popularity. Putting your phone number on a website, you know, a press release, or even an Apollo flyer. They didn't warn me that it wasn't cool because I want all my listeners out there to think of something. Please, if you have peace in your life, hold on to it and be thankful. Peace to sleep. Peace to talk to your significant other. Peace to work on making money, monetary decisions. Peace to study. But a public number, let's say some activists get more late-night calls than a pastor who might be paid, but it goes to sleep. But yet, activists get calls on murder, runaways, police-ass weapons 24 hours a day because some of these fools don't know when to take the motherfucking day off. Now, think of the peace you have to create. Peace to meditate. Peace to have fun. But sometimes public number beings everyone with a crazy-ass plan, including, hey, I've got a great idea that'll make the whole world money. If I stand on the corner and juggle cats and dogs, it'll work. Sometimes you have to cut those calls real short. Say, I think I need a peaceful time to think about that. If you have peace to pursue your dreams, goals, sometimes as activists, you're not exactly private. I have to fight 2 or 3 times harder to get some peace that some folks have. Because, unlike some people, I'll get told, hey, what the hell you rapping for? Why are you doing poetry? Doing this or doing that? Well, you should be helping out the children. Well, I am doing the man-to-man. Are you the voice-to-man? Yeah, but you should be doing more. I mean, rapping, what the hell good is that doing in the community? Then again, some people end up going to court. And I wonder, as I do those type of things, time off work and go to court watch or lead a rally in the cold or extreme heat or take an emergency call. You're talking to your significant other about business or child rearing or trying to deal with a loss in your own life or working with a family who lost someone else. Yeah, but it has been an interesting 3 years. I have to realize something. I did not sign up for peace. I signed up to fight for peace of mind and still work and do other things I can and to be thankful that I'm at least blessed enough to be able to do certain things that a lot of other people could do. Easy to point a finger, but it's real interesting. When it's time to do follow-through work, some folks just can't do it. And that is an interesting thing. Well, I'm looking forward to this coming week because I had some things that really tugged at me over the weekend. Didn't get the piece that I would have liked to have gotten. But then again, when I did get the piece, it was almost too little too late in my life. So I had to realize something. Instead of complaining, I had to start doing and just shrug my shoulders at the situation I'm in and work with it. Because if I don't, I'll always be miserable. And then I have to make up for the time that I tried to take off to get some peace in the first place. So, with that being said, I'm going to play a song that I think is very nice. It's one of my personal favorites. I was glad that Emax the Image liked that track. It featured Black House Sounds, this artist by the name of Suave Gotti, Reverse of War, CCR1.
Blog Talk Radio, what it is, man. kill tape.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Our boy got the news, kill tape on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Our boy got the news, kill tape on the beat. Reporting live, this is Blog Talk Radio. Of knowledge, equal power. My knowledge is what they hating for. Al Porter got it locked for an hour block. And Kill Say got the block in the
master lock.
It's Monday night, what you doing round nine? Tune in to Al Porter, Blog Talk going live. These other sessions is job, just leading the walking blind. Remember, the revolution ain't gonna be televised. No Google Chrome concerts, ain't gonna be no flash drive. Won't ask to my lines, I'm opening people's minds. Remember, it's Monday night, tune in around nine.
Tune in around nine.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Yeah.
Oh, wait. That's like that old school drum pattern.
You know, I'm going to just take about, it'll only take about 2 minutes as we end off this program reading a letter that was read outside, freaking cold. But it was a letter that was to the community and all media from Al Porter Jr., president of Black Owned Black Crime Incorporated. It was read outside of City Hall via, we will say, loudspeaker, as Kathy Ray Coleman, a founding member of the Imperial Women Coalition and host journalist at ClevelandUrbanNews.com and a key organizer of every anniversary rally since 2010, couldn't be here today, but activists and the community support the black activists wholeheartedly, as well as her efforts to ensure the safety of inner-city black and other women of Cleveland from heinous violence such as rape and murder. We call on the longtime harassment of her to stop. They went so far as to send a barrage of white cops to her home without a warrant or a 911 call in May of 2015 to intimidate her for her activism and writings regarding the Imperial Avenue murders, county foreclosure fraud, police killings of innocent people, and other community matters. Public records show that she merely left without touching anybody. Was charged a year later with almost touching four white cops, a lie in its entirety. After eight attorneys and two judges, which was Judges Nancy Margaret Russo and Joe Russo, quit the case due to impropriety and where police will not testify due to grand jury perjury. And though speedy trial time passed, I'll say, it's passed after nearly 4 years. Cuyahoga County Common Pleas judge was handpicked for the case. An activist had watched the same judge on the case of the Imperial Avenue murders. Families' lawsuits, who tossed out the suit for Cleveland City Hall, only to have it reinstated on appeal. This judge has ordered Ms. Coleman a trial without notice, without a court order or docketed journal entry, and has just disregarded the law and other right to a fair and public trial. So the past summer, judge first jailed Ms. Coleman in the Cuyahoga County Jail for a month, having demanded she be jailed a day before she was to leave the Imperial Rally Avenue rally on June 5th, 2018, and saying she failed to appear for trial scheduled in retaliation for the scheduled rally, and on the evening of June 4th, 2018, for the morning of June 5th, 2018, without notice, as Judge First issued a suspicious warrant the day before the rally, which was forcibly canceled after Ms. Coleman wrote an article about the judge's alleged prejudicial behavior. Judge First then released her a month in jail, where some six people died in a four-month period. And after holding her in jail in spite of a pending bond, Ms. Coleman was released without stipulation. And after several protests by activists, we urged voters to vote Judge First off the bench in 2020, as well as Cuyahoga County Prosecutor Mike O'Malley, whom activists helped elect in 2016 over former prosecutor Tim McGinty, who targeted Ms. Coleman after she organized protests against him for protecting cops that illegally kill black people. And because she backed O'Malley along with Congresswoman Fudge and other black leaders, an ingrate. There will be no peace until Ms. Coleman is left alone and all charges are dismissed. Now, the reason that I took the time to read that, and in about maybe a minute and a half, is that what if I start thinking that, hey, wait a minute, life is rough for me, or life is rough for that, you realize everybody has problems. Everybody. And we listen on the phone line and this, that, and other, so why the hell am I no different? Can't expect that. That would be a selfish trait, and there are too many selfish people. One thing that I could say that I found very interesting, check it out, the Art McCoy radio show that usually airs on Sundays from 5 to 7 p.m. on WRE 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. Art McCoy actually had a conversation with the guy who sucker punched him in the eye. Art's got to have some surgery on that. But he actually had a conversation with a young person. Young person apologized. And Brother Art said, you know something? If the system is already beating up enough on enough folks, why the hell am I going to continue the cycle? Especially if that person makes good on what he says and helps do things to clean up the community and even their own people in that particular person's age range. You know, I might have my thoughts one way or the other, but like I say, I just want to leave people with one thought. No matter what the hell you go through, somebody's usually going through worse. It's just the way it is. So you got to find out your thing. Do your best to fight for some peace in between. Recharge. Because a lot of times, if you don't do that, you'll end up stuck somewhere you don't want to be stuck at. And then blaming everybody else. So with that being said, talk to you soon. I thank you all. It's been 7+ years doing this radio program. I appreciate your support. In the Creator's name, show that support by showing up at different events and being there for each other. You hear something, go to it. With that being said, I'm going to leave and take my leave, prepare for the 3-year presidential anniversary, which is very interesting, only because, I don't even get a chance to just stick on that one. There are too many other actions taking place to be a part of. So with that being said, see you all on the front lines. Hey, again, happy birthday to Carmen Classy Lee, Sister Kim, everyone out there. We'll pray for each other. Peace.